Jim, I don't know, heart-stopping, is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, certainly think it was a drama-filled cup tie trick, you know, and from our point of view, to lose the goal so late on was a real kick in the teeth, but, you know, great credit to the players. They didn't feel sorry for themselves, and in extra time, I thought, well, you know, we lifted the game again, and, you know, I don't think anybody could complain. We were the rightful victors on the night.
The attitude was terrific from right from the start. You were in the faces of Motherwell, weren't you?
Yeah, but, you know, not just closing them down, Chick. I thought we played well. You know, we had the better chances, I think, and, you know, overall, to take on a Premier League side and, you know, to win the match, particularly, as I said, and, you know, the circumstances, I think, shows a lot for the players. It shows that they've got ability, but they've also got character, and, you know, we showed that in abundance.
Yeah, I think also, you know, when Motherwell score with the last kick of the ball, you're thinking everything that would drain you. I think it says all about your team that you came out of that to go and win the game.
I'm sure that anybody watching the game or the pundits, and I've done it myself, you think, well, the momentum was now swung to Motherwell. But that wasn't the case. You know, we came out in the extra time and we took the game to Motherwell, and there was a lot of tired legs on there. But fortunately, from our point of view, with Denny Johnston and Bobby Barr, who, you know, we left it too late, and they've got great athleticism and pace. So in the front area we could still be a threat on the counter attack, and I think that's how it worked out.
And did you worry again when they go back to 3-2? No, they couldn't do it again to us.
Well, of course, I mean, because all it takes is one ball in the box, and they've thrown McManus up and things like that, and crosses in the box. It just takes one thing to go against you, but thankfully it didn't happen. So, you know, we're delighted to be in the next round of the cup,
which you are indeed. And in terms of the draw, Jim, I don't think there's a team in the land who would feel comfortable coming down here to Capel.
Well, we hope not. I mean, this is you know, you, me and you can go back many, many years when teams used to dread coming to Capel, but, you know, it's not been the case maybe for a wee while, so hopefully we can get back to that.
Final question to ask you about the trouble behind the goal. Did you see what went on?
No, to be honest with you, but I think it's a disgrace. You know, as I know, there's a lot of young boys there, Motherwell fans and that, but to be honest with you, it's nothing to do with football, and, you know, I really just hope that the ones that got lifted, you know, they get the due punishment. But, you know, it spoils the occasion. It was a fantastic cup tie, two teams going at it, ham and tongs, and I think people got to understand it's a football match and nothing more than that.
Nice, Jim.